877-779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Things change. And the European nations, they've tried to distance themselves from the control of America. And now with the Ukraine war, it is impossible. Because empire has persuaded them to join in on the conflict. Russia's not at war in really against Ukraine. Russia is at war against the Western nations, the collective of Western nations. European nations, America, Canada, Five Eyes, all the Five Eyes nations. This was out of whatdoesitmean.com. They made a comment, and it was out of an article in the China Daily newspaper, and their assessment was this. The worst conflict in the continent in Europe since the end of World War II has nullified all the efforts of the European Union to become a political force that can maintain its distance from the United States. The European Union as a whole will prove to be the biggest loser, no matter how the conflict between Russia and Ukraine plays out. That is excellent. That is excellent. And the EU nations, according to Revelation chapter 17, they will not have any power in the future. None. In their relationship with the United States, they are owned by this administration and the coming administration. This illegal administration and the illegal administration to come. They will be owned, controlled. They will never be free from the grasp of empire. This is what the scripture says. It will happen. The only solution, the only way that the European nations, and for the most part nations of the world, can be free from the grasp of empire is just one way, the destruction of empire. Until empire is destroyed, empire will control all the EU nations, and empire is about to expand its control into the Middle East. We have been there. We've occupied. We've had forces in the nations there in the Middle East. We've had wars in the Middle East that we have initiated. Countries that we have overthrown. If Europe is not going to be free from the grasp and the power and the control of empire, for the most part, the world is not going to be free. But the nations, it says, they are going to resist. They're going to, there is a revolt internationally, a revolution against the, yes, the people who, the corrupt people in the nations that rule their countries. And those people are corrupt because most of them are, most of these leaders of the nations are bought off, paid for by the United States. The ones that are not under our control, they get assassinated. They're assassinated. There's a regime change. There's the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, they have ways to sanction them, just like we've sanctioned Russia. The sanctions on Russia didn't work. Russia's too big. Russia has resources. Russia's independent, even from the control of the NATO or the EU or the United States. And presently is not being controlled by China. But very soon, like I always state, Russia is going to be destroyed. And when Russia's destroyed, then there's going to be a change, a big change, but you're going to see China begin to build the One Belt Road through southern Russia, because China has a destiny. She must move west. She must fulfill the prophecies at Armageddon. And so with Europe in the Book of Revelation chapter 17, at the end, an individual by the name of who we call Antichrist, the great occult leader of the world, he is going to work with 10 kings to destroy the country that he rules over, America. This is America's destiny. America's destiny is to be destroyed by the individual that has been talked about for 2,000 years, Antichrist. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Spirits Music Hall, your destination for great live entertainment. With amazing performances every weekend and karaoke on Thursdays, come down this Friday for Whiskey Dogs, bringing classic rock, blues covers, and original music guaranteed to rock your night. Also Saturday, September 24th, backed by popular demand, Resurrection, tribute to Judas Priest, and Dagon, original hard rock and metal band. For more information or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's spiritsmusichall.com.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Okay, and now, because of the European nations are never going to be free from empire, not until empire is destroyed, the hardships that empire is going to bring upon the world in the book of Jeremiah are going to, they've already begun. They're going to resume and they're going to intensify as we go into the future, as we, in the coming months, years. Now, this, what I'm going to present to you now, is, for me, it is pretty ear-shattering. And what it is Joe Biden, just, I think it was Wednesday, he, in the United Nations, he said that the Palestinians are entitled to their own state. A day after the U.S. State Department announced a $64 million in aid to the UN, Agency for So-Called Palestinian Refugees. So now he feels that the Palestinians are entitled to their own state. This is a beginning to be a prophetic fulfillment, again, of the time in which we live. He states, "We continue to advocate for a lasting negotiated peace between the Jewish state and the Democrats, the Jewish and Democratic State of Israel and the Palestinian people. The United States is committed to Israel's security, full stop, and negotiated two-state solution remains our best way to ensure Israel's security and prosperity for the future and give the Palestinians the state to which they are entitled." Then he said, "Both people enjoying equal measure of freedom and dignity." And end of quote. This two-state. This was out of Breitbart.com. This was yesterday. I'm sorry. This was Wednesday. And the two-state solution, which had been trumpeted as a success by many administrations, they have proved to be an abject failure. Now, I'm getting some feedback. I think I'm getting feedback in my headphones, but that's okay. We're going to continue. The reason this is important is because for starters, there is no partner for peace in the Palestinian government in Ramallah with which to broker a solution. There is no peace. The Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas continues his sinister pay-for-play scheme, paying monthly salaries to convicted terrorists and their families, and the Biden administration just rewarded him for doing so by resuming Palestinian aid. I have been discussing heavily for the last 2 months, 3 months, that Israel is going to have her war against the terrorists in the surrounding nations to the north, Jordan to the east, and down south, western Saudi Arabia to the southeast, and also in the Gaza Strip. And because of that, Israel's, when this war takes place, Israel is going to be victorious. Well, many Israelis are not happy with this plan to have a Palestinian state. And there are and the Palestinian people, there's not going to be any resolution. They're not going to abide with talks for peace of any kind with Israel. Now, going on with the article, every Israeli attempt to offer land concessions has been met by terror waves, beginning with attacks under the late PLO leader Yasser Arafat, I remember this clearly, which followed the failed Oslo Accords and the second Intifada in the early 2000s to Israel's withdrawal from the Gaza Strip in 2005. This prompted 17 years of continuing of rocket attacks. It's just been, you know, friction, conflict, attacks, aggression. And a day before Biden's address, the United States announced $64 million in aid for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, the UNRWA, which brings, during the Biden administration, a total contribution to $700 million, according to Haaretz News Daily. The Biden administration has been investing efforts into persuading the Palestinian leadership to give up its bid for full UN membership. And the Palestinians will not be recognized as a nation until the UN recognizes them as a nation, giving them rights as a nation to UN support. But Biden has been requesting they give up that objective. He said that the Palestinians have achieved the status of non-member observer state in 2012. So they are an observer state, but they are not recognized as a state or a nation. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, who addressed the UN yesterday, he called on Secretary General Antonio Guterres to grant a full membership status admission to the globalist body. This is going to be a fulfillment of prophecy. What is going to happen is now if you start to give the Palestinian Authority a little more credibility, they will become aggressive. They will become a little more arrogant, and they will feel that now they can push Israel a little strong, a little harder. It's going to backfire. And Abbas stated this, supporting membership is an investment in peace and justice. It is an affirmation of this international community's commitment to the universal values of human rights and the rule of law as embodied in the United Nations Charter and respect for UN resolutions. The Palestinian mission to the UN said in a statement, going on to say that it was the last chance to salvage the role of a UN, the United Nations, or the role of the United Nations calling for peace in the Middle East with the Palestinians. No. Now, the Prime Minister of Israel, Yair Lapid, he stood up and he told the General Assembly on Wednesday, or was it Tuesday? No, it was Wednesday, that implementing the two-state solution is the right path for Israel and the Jews. Now, the prime ministers of Israel, they remember and they know the laws that were given to the children of Israel via Moses. And Israel was given territory. And that territory that God gave them, that's irrevocable. That is their territory. And every president since 1948, every prime minister that has tried to give land away, or to put Israel in any type of situation where the Jewish people can be attacked. The prime ministers have been dealt with severely by the God of Israel. Example, Shimon Peres. He was trying to give land away. He got a stroke. And he was, I think, in a vegetative state for, I'm trying to remember, 2 years. At the end of that time, he did wake up briefly, and then he did die. You can't mess with Israel. In the future, the coming president of this country is going to invade Israel, will invade Israel, and is going to part Israel and the land of Israel out, land of Israel, he's going to part it out for finances. It's in the book of Daniel, chapter 7. And Joe Biden is now beginning to move in that direction. And one of the ways that you can tell when America is in the final years before her demise is the way she will begin to look at Israel and the decision she makes in, for example, in now wanting to bring in a Palestinian state. I don't believe the Bible says that there will ever be a Palestinian state, and the Palestinian people have always been pawns by the terrorist groups, Hamas, Hezbollah, Yasser Arafat, by Abbas right now, Abbas. All these people have used the Palestinian people not so that the Palestinian people, the refugees, can have a place to live, but using them as pawns to try to find a way to completely destroy the nation of Israel. Eventually, Israel is going to be occupied by the plans of our administration in the future. Now, with Prime Minister Yair Lapid, again, he says that the UN, he tells the UN that the Palestinian state is right for Israel, in now wanting to bring in a Palestinian state. I don't believe the Bible says that there will ever be a Palestinian state, and the Palestinian people have always been pawns by the terrorist groups, Hamas, Hezbollah, Yasser Arafat, by Abbas right now, Abbas. All these people have used the Palestinian people not so that the Palestinian people, the refugees, can have a place to live, but using them as pawns to try to find a way to completely destroy the nation of Israel. Eventually, Israel is going to be occupied by the plans of our administration in the future. Now, with Prime Minister Yair Lapid, again, he says that the UN, he tells the UN that the Palestinian state is right for Israel, but it can't be a terror base. Right there, that one statement tells it all. It would be right, it would be basically okay for Israel, but that the Palestinian state cannot be a terror base. He's a young man, and I don't know how much he has studied the history of Israel, especially since 1948. I assume he has really studied it. But if he thinks that a Palestinian state will be anything other than a terror base, he's mistaken. And this was from the Jerusalem Post. This was, again, from beforeitsnews.com. This was September, 2 days ago. The future Palestinian state that will exist next to Israel must be peaceful and not terror-based, Prime Minister Yair Lapid told the UN General Assembly on Thursday afternoon, yesterday, just before returning to Israel. If the condition is not met, or if the condition is met, then the best path forward is an agreement with the Palestinians based on a two states for two peoples. Two states for two peoples. This is the right thing for Israel's security, for Israel's economy, and for the future of our children. For you in the audience, many in the audience who are Christians, you follow Bible prophecy. This is very significant for those that aren't familiar really with the prophecies of the time in which we're in as it pertains to Israel. I'm just trying to present something to you that is very, very important. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. This is Rick Rodriguez. I'm the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the rise of the New World Order, secret societies, New World religion, weather warfare, and international wars. Right here on KHNC AM 1360.
The PE Gun Show, October 8th and 9th, will feature firearms giveaway both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. With food all weekend, CCW classes, and firearms drawings, it makes the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Friends, if you live in northern Colorado and you're thinking about a new exterior project, or if your house was hit by that hailstorm on July 27th, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'm a painting, siding, and roofing specialist, and I can help you with the storm restoration process too. Give me a call, 970-825-9305. I'd be happy to give you a free, no-obligation health assessment of the entire exterior just so you know the condition of your home, your most valuable asset. 970-825-9305 will get you taken care of. It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play It Fun Word, the party you never had. At playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
This is Kevin LaRusso from Common Nonsense, sponsored by Mac Equipment. If you want to hear more of me, you can listen to me every morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, only on 1360 KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
Okay, we're going to continue with what the Prime Minister of Israel has to say concerning the two-state solution. I don't think this is going to be very good for him. It's not going to be very good for the children of Israel. And to me, in my understanding of the prophecies of Israel in the time that we're living in, it means that the coming wars that Israel is going to fight with the nations to the north, Syria, in Lebanon, Jordan on the east, down to the southeast would be the western portion of Saudi Arabia. Egypt will not be involved in this coming war with the Jewish people. The Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, yes. The Palestinians and the people living in the West Bank, it's not going to be good for them either. The terrorist groups are going to provoke Israel. Israel is going to respond, and according to Bible prophecy, there's going to be a time when Israel is going to be victorious as she destroys the terrorists, Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, you can call it ISIL, whatever they may be called, the terrorists that surround her nation. She's going to be victorious. This will be a sign and will take place, a sign of the end time. It will take place in the final decade prior to Christ's return. This will be a sign that the coming war when Russia invades Israel and the battle fought in present-day Jordan, we're close to that time. Russia will come, Iran will come, and together they will try to destroy Israel in present-day, in the area of present-day Jordan. When Damascus is destroyed as a city, that will tell the world that we are in and are into already the final decade prior to Christ's return. So with what's happening here with Joe Biden stating that the Palestinian state, it's time to go ahead and begin, since 2015, there has been no talk. It has been stalemated. It has been, you might say, comatose, that plan. But now it's going to begin to take some life. And this is going to indicate, it to me, it's indicating that the war, when Russia is victorious against her enemies, is going to take place. In this coming war, because of the United States, the EU, the Arab nations, Israel has never been allowed to take out her enemies totally. Just about the time Israel begins to be very victorious and the battle is one-sided, tipped heavily on one side, then the United States will step in. Then there will be all the nations in the area, the EU, the UN, they step in to immediately keep Israel from fulfilling this one great prophecy that must take place in our time. That prophecy is, when Israel begins this campaign on these nations to the north, east, to the southwest, and into the Gaza Strip to the southeast, Saudi Arabia, southwest with Gaza, then when it begins, America is not going to interfere. The Bible forbids America from interfering, forbids Russia, forbids the EU nations, forbids the UN, forbids the nations from interfering with Israel's prophecy to destroy the terrorists in these surrounding nations. The United States, they will not interfere. No nation can interfere with this coming war. Israel is going to destroy Damascus and take out the groups all the way around, and Israel is going to move troops into present-day Jordan, and Jordan is going to be the real estate of Israel. It has to be, because Russia, Iran, Turkey, I believe also troops out of Ukraine, Germany, some of the old Soviet bloc nations out of Ethiopia, Libya. I have to rehearse this over and over because we're getting very close to this war. And then these nations are going to come against Israel from the south, Libya, Ethiopia, and from the north. China is not going to be involved. America is not going to be involved. It's going to be Russia, Iran, other nations. They fight the battle on the territory of present-day Jordan. They do not invade to the east of the Jordan, or I'm sorry, they don't invade to the west of the Jordan River. That invasion to the west of the Jordan River, between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean, that battle is reserved for America. That land, that area, will be reserved for American occupation in the future, not too distant future, after Russia's destroyed, after that war. Then the United States will invade maybe 3.5, not quite 4 years later. Then the United States will occupy present-day Israel to the west of the Jordan River. Israel will become the center for the New World Order. It will be, the New World Order will be based maybe in Europe, Western nations, but eventually it will turn into a spiritual order. Not just money, not just economy, not just military. It will become a new order, a spiritual order that will have its spiritual center in Jerusalem. And for those that don't read the book of Revelation, you should read it. You should just read it 4 or 5 times to kind of get an idea of what's where, because everything that has been hidden in a code, in a hidden way, is being revealed. The nations are being revealed. The way technology has advanced is being revealed in Revelation chapter 13, and how this coming Antichrist will use that technology to fool the people and control the nations. One of the technologies I talk about is weather warfare. That will be one of his main weapons, weather warfare. So with what's happening in Israel, with the thought of now a Palestinian state, this is something we must pay attention to. Now, the Prime Minister of Israel, again, his name is Yair Lapid. He says that since 2016, well, I thought it was 2015, but it's actually 2016, there hasn't really been much discussion on a move forward with the Palestinian state. But now there is. And he has a comment that I'll present to you when I get back. I'm trying to, as clearly as possible, attempt the impossible, to present this as perfectly as you can imagine. Rick Rodriguez.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD. a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360khnc.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
And the coming war with Israel and the terrorists in the surrounding nations, for the believers and people that want to know, where is that in the Bible? It is in Psalm chapter 83. In Psalm chapter 83, it's talking about the war with Israel and the surrounding nations. And Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 is talking about a great empire at the end of the world, in conjunction with, along with the United States, called Russia. It's called the Magog in the land of Gog in the land of Magog. That is in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. America, as a power, is in Revelation chapter 17, and the power of this great empire. And the chapter 18 of Revelation gives the people of the world the character and the personality of the great empire, Babylon the Great, and also what Babylon the Great is. It is a nation of luxury like people of the world had never known. It is a nation of the very, very best that the world, the cosmos, has ever been able to provide to a society. It is a society that would have peace. It would never be invaded. There is only one time when it will be attacked, in a sense, not Pearl Harbor, not in Asia, but as a nation, it will be destroyed at the end of its usefulness. And who will destroy it? Antichrist, along with 10 kings in Revelation chapter 17. These 10 kings agree to give their power and authority to the beast for 1 hour and destroy, at the command of God, destroy empire. And so the personality of who America is in Revelation chapter 18. The gives you all the details of what she is as an individual, the very best. The dainties, or the luxuries, everything is going to disappear quickly. And we're beginning to see some of the hardships that it says that would come to Babylon the Great coming to pass presently. So these prophecies are there in the Bible. This is my interpretation. I know that there are many prophecy students that don't agree with me on many things. Well, Paul the Apostle said that we all have to present our doctrine, our thought, present what we view, and then it can be tested. And with prophecy, the prophecies in the Bible are accurate forecasting. They're always accurate. They never fail. They're perfect. But the interpretation has been the problem. The prophesying and the prophecies are clear. They are the forecastings are perfect, accurate, but the interpretation, that has always been the problem. But I'm presenting my interpretation, and when I saw this article last night, when I started realizing, or when I saw that Lapid is planning to begin negotiations with the Palestinian state, this was a warning to me that, okay, we are very shortly going to see Israel in a war with all the enemies, and nobody's going to interfere. This time, nobody's going to interfere. Israel must be successful. Israel has to take over present-day Jordan to the east of the Jordan River and occupy that land and control it, because Russia has to have a place, a battlefield. Iran, they need a battlefield, and the battlefield is not going to be present-day Israel west of the Jordan River. It will be to the east of the Jordan River in present-day Jordan. That's where the battle is going to take place. The battle won't take place in the streets, in the cities. It will take place out in the field, out in the open. And all these nations that come with it, with Russia, are going to be destroyed. And it says that there are going to be so many casualties that they're going to bury the dead for 7 months. It's going to take them that long to bury, according to Moses' laws concerning burial, and people that die, they cannot lie in an open field. They must be buried so that the land can be cleansed. Well, it's going to take 7 months to bury all these soldiers, all these people, but they have to be buried. And we're getting very near that war. That, again, is in Proverbs chapter 83. I'm sorry, not Proverbs. Psalm chapter 83. It talks about the ancestors of Job. I'm sorry, not Job, of Lot. He had two sons, Ammon and Edom. And then it also talks about Jacob's half-brother, Esau. And these three peoples are going to be in that battle. And then Damascus is going to be destroyed. So I'm going to continue with what Lapid had to say. Despite all the obstacles, still today, a large majority of Israelis support the vision of this two-state solution. I am one of them, Lapid said. We have only one condition, that a future Palestine state will be a peaceful one, that it will not become another terror base from which to threaten the well-being and the very existence of Israel. Peace is not a compromise. It is the most courageous decision we can make. Peace is not weakness. It embodies within it the entire might of the human spirit. We've got one more segment. We'll finish this article. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
Hey, folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Could your child use an extra boost in school? Are they in elementary school and looking to improve self-confidence? Or in high school hoping to raise their grades to get into the college of their dreams? Then Grade Potential Tutoring has the right tutor for you and your family. Grade Potential Tutoring has provided award-winning in-home and online tutoring services for almost 20 years. With COVID-19, this school year has been like no other, and many parents are reaching out for extra support. Let our friendly staff at Grade Potential Tutoring answer all your questions and explain how we can help your child. Call now and we will match you with the perfect tutor to help your child succeed. We also tutor all college classes. We can help with all your tutoring needs. So call right now for your free, no-obligation tutoring consultation.
800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. That's 800-695-0376.
power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
And so God's intention would be that people would know the future. And one thing about prophecy is you have Nostradamus, you have so many people that have made prophecies about the end of the world. Albert Pike, many, many people. But their prophecies have not always been accurate. They have been, there's been percentage correct, that they've been maybe 30, 40, 80% correct, but not perfectly correct, not even 80%. Forget that. I shouldn't even say that. The Scripture, the Bible, the Holy Bible is 100% correct. And God intended that the world would know what's coming in the future. This is why these prophecies, and this is why I present these to you. Now I got to finish out with Lapid. He stated that we only have one condition, the future Palestinian state will be a peaceful one, that it will not become another terror base for which to threaten the well-being and the very existence of Israel. Peace is not a compromise. It is the most courageous decision we can make. Peace is not weakness. It embodies within it the entire might of human spirit. And he said, the only way to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon is to put a credible military threat on the table. That has always been the case. It is still the case today. He said that only then, to negotiate a longer and stronger deal with the Palestinians and with the Arab people, it needs to be made clear to Iran that if it, Iran, decides to advance its nuclear program, the world will not respond with words, but with military force. Every time a threat like that was put on the table in the past, Iran stopped and retreated. And Lapid swore that Israel would do everything it could to safeguard its citizens and to stop Iran from destroying its state. We will do whatever it takes. Iran will not get a nuclear weapon. We will not stand by while there are those who try to kill us. So, will Iran get a nuclear weapon? No. Will Iran invade Israel with Russia? Yes. Will Iran be destroyed? Yes. I did a program in 2007 that there are prophecies in the Bible that when Iran is destroyed, God, in His mercy, is not going to let all of the Iranian people suffer. There will be an area to the south, southern part of Iran that God is going to protect. And those people have to live as a people into the future. They have to move. When Jesus Christ returns, there will be these Iranian people still existing that will go into the millennial kingdom and be at peace, and all the nations will be at peace with Israel in the millennial kingdom. It will be the wicked and the evil and the terrorists, those that are full of hate toward Israel. God will punish them. The war with Russia is the beginning of God's punishment of all the nations in the years to follow. This war with Russia takes place 7.5+ years, probably, before Armageddon, in that vicinity. More than 7 years before, maybe seven years, 3 months, something like that. But then Christ will return at Armageddon, and Armageddon will take place. China is preparing for her battle. Russia's preparing for her battle. America's preparing for her big battle also. So is Israel. That's it for this week. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Have a wonderful weekend. Shabbat Shalom to the Jewish friends.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.